and overhead, yes, in the room just above my chamber ceiling, I now heard a struggle. A deadly one, it seemed, from the noise, and a half-smothered voice shouted, "Help! Help! Help!" 3 times, rapidly. "Will no one come?" it cried. And then, while the staggering and stamping went on wildly, I distinguished through plank and plaster, "Rochester! Rochester! For God's sake, come!" A chamber door opened. Someone ran or rushed along the gallery. Another step stamped on the flooring above, and something fell. And there was silence. I had put on some clothes, though horror shook all my limbs. I issued from my apartment. The sleepers were all aroused. Ejaculations, terrified murmurs sounded in every room. Door after door unclosed. One looked out and another looked out. The gallery filled. Gentlemen and ladies alike had quitted their beds and... "Oh, what is it? Who's hurt? What's happened? Fetch a light! Is it fire? Are there robbers? Where shall we run?" was demanded confusedly on all hands. But for the moonlight, they would have been in complete darkness. They ran to and fro. They crowded together. Some sobbed, some stumbled. The confusion was inextricable. "Where the devil is Rochester?" cried Colonel Dent. "I cannot find him in his bed." "Here, here," was shouted in return. "Be composed, all of you. I'm coming."